Okay, the name here is Kimberly Ogas. O-G-A-S. Ogas. Kimberly Ogas of Laverne. You've got 10 minutes. I'm hitting the timer right now. One up by nine. 888-696.
Come on, man. Pull it together, Chad.
1-0-0-3. You got 10 minutes. Less now. 888-696-1003. Looking for the you to call me back in the next 10 minutes. Kimberly Ogas of Laverne. Otherwise, we give another $100 to, who was it? Who won? Karen Hinkles of Long Beach. So get on that right now. Start off with the da-da-da-da-da-da from the police. And we've got the time capsule here at the bottom of the hour. And again today, all week long, it's feedback week. Thank you for your wonderful feedback on our research project over the weekend for this new show, Andy in the Afternoon.
I think that the guys on the radio now in the afternoon suck.
That's what 3.8% of the people say. Yeah. We'll share some of your comments coming up today as well. It's Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian.
Nom, nom, nom.
Can you?
Man, I'm glad this isn't on Facebook video, man.
Such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? Hey, I got a question about Elvis today for you, Christian, in the Classic Rock Time Capsule. If someone would like to match wits with Christian, seems like an unfair fight. But anyway, 888-696-1003. The third caller, let's say, will compete against him in the Classic Rock Time Capsule for some fun Neil Young goodness. In the meantime...
Monkey baby.
Oh, whoops, no, that's the wrong bed.
That's the wrong button.
Wrong bed.
Yeah.
As long as we're here.
It's almost hypnotic.
It's almost hypnotic.
Yeah.
What'd you say? I was kind of hypnotized there for just a second. I'm sorry. This is what I meant to do. I meant to do this bed. It's the payroll bed. And bad news for Kimberly from Laverne. She did not call back. But... that's good news for Karen Hinkles of Long Beach. 400 bones for Karen. So listen, at the top of the hour here, we'll call out another name, and maybe it'll be yours, and you can get on the payroll, but only if you've told us you want to be on there. Have you filled out an application? Just text payroll, P-A-Y-R-O-L-L, to 21003. If you're not driving, standard text rates apply. But that's what you need to do to get yourself in the running for that dough. Just ask Wazir Ali, who collected $1,400.
Wazir Ali!
Before all that was said and done. Okay, so we've got a cool thing going on with Neil Young. He has a couple of movies that he made like 35 years ago, and he's doing a Q&A with him. He never comes out of hiding to do this stuff, but him and Cameron Crowe, the actors in the movies, is going to be doing a Q&A, and it happens on Monday, a special live event Monday, February 29th. If you want tickets for it, go to fathomevents.com. But we've got Tim hanging on the line, and right after this, we're going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule, where he gets to match wits with Christian, a question about Elvis Presley in rock history today. That's what's next on The Sound. My name is Andy Chanley, and I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank you for making Andy in the Afternoon the heartbeat of the Southland.
Man, you're really going for it.
I'm really trying.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
I think you can see it's open. It's time for Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. Wednesday, February the 24th, 2016. Christian, a question about Elvis Iron Presley.
I will say, I'm not particularly knowledgeable about the King.
Okay.
So just to go into it with that as a precursor.
All right. Well, on the phone, we have Tim. Is that right? Tim, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from today?
Yorba Linda.
Ah, that's the beautiful Yorba.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yorba the Great. Well. Okay, so we're going to ask you a question in just a couple of seconds. And on the line here, we've got tickets to the Q&A, live Q&A with Neil Young and his friends, Cameron Crowe, Human Highway and Rust Never Sleeps, which is one of the greatest music documentaries ever. So that's happening this coming Monday. Hold on tight. You just have to match wits with Christian. In the meantime, let's talk about this. Christian, you're the king of the breakdowns around here, musical breakdowns. But well, let me drop one on you for a change, okay? Have a listen to this.
Well, since you put me down, I've been out doing in my head. What's the matter?
You're doing singing.
I don't know. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed.
Al Jardine singing Help Me Rhonda. That's the Beach Boys working out the vocals to Help Me Rhonda in the studio on this date in 1965 here in L.A. It's actually a re-recording of the song. The boys considered it an album cut, but after radio stations just started playing it on their own, Brian changes the name from Help Me Rhonda Without an H to Help Me Rhonda With an H.
Mm.
Makes all the difference.
Yeah.
And ups the tempo a little bit. And it's during this session that the tensions between Brian and his domineering dad, Murray Wilson, boil over. Have a listen.
We need help.
We
need the honest projection that we used to have.
You want to have like when you a guys get
too
set,
much
right?
when you guys get too much money, you start thinking you're going to make everything a hit.
Well, now, let Brian, me ask you this.
Come on now.
I don't want to stop you. I just want to make sure this is on tape.
This is an actual insult.
Well, you're doing the same to me.
You're in for
20
when you
people.
Do this.
Wow, I bet that was not fun to be around.
Nope.
And by the way, it was a number one hit. Not for nothing.
Shove it.
Bad folks go when they die. They don't go to heaven where the angels fly. Go to a
today in 1992, Nirvana singer-songwriter Kurt Cobain weds fame whore Courtney Love on Waikiki Beach in Honolulu, Hawaii, and they said it wouldn't last. Well, actually, strictly speaking, I guess it did last.
It did.
Until
yep.
death did the part is the true story there.
Lights.
And a decade ago today, the Sex Pistols put a letter up on their website explaining why they won't be attending their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Next to the Sex Pistols, opines Johnny Rotten, rock and roll in that Hall of Fame is a blank stain.
Mm.
Your museum, urine and wine. We're not coming. We're not your monkey. And so what? Fame at $25,000 if we paid for a table, or $15,000 to squeak up into the gallery goes to a nonprofit organization selling us a load of old famous.
A load of old famous. That's going to be the name of my book.
He's cheeky, yeah. But he isn't wrong.
No.
He's not incorrect. All right, Christian, here's the question. I'm bringing Tim back in for this. The question is, 1992 on this day, the U.S. Postal Service issues two possible Elvis stamps for the public to vote on. The slender 1950s king or the 1970s jumpsuit version. Which version do the people choose?
They choose the slender, hot vixen one.
All right. Is he right or wrong? You don't have to. I guess it's just one choice here.
Yep.
Is he right or wrong, Tim?
Yeah, I'm going to say he's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
The American people.
Return to Slender.
Yeah.
Return to Slender.
Slender.
That's clever.
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Actually, they choose the one without the diabetic drug sweat to on the U.S. stamps.
Yeah.
Hey, but thanks for trying. I appreciate
it,
Tim, and thanks for listening to the program. You know what we're going to do? We're going to let the Beach Boys play us out today on Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. And thank you for listening to the heartbeat of the Southland. It's Andy in the Afternoon on the Sound.
Man.
Wow, I'm out of breath.
Yeah, I was close. Almost
Christian,
didn't make it.
Christian just drummed along to that.
Yeah.
Go on Facebook Live right now, 100.3.
I broke Danny's drum set.
You totally broke Danny's drum set for Mark in the Morning. Sorry about that, Danny. Danny's quote was, we need a budget.
Yeah, we do.
We need a lot of things on this program, I'm telling you right now. Okay, so.
I got something for you, Andy.
What's that?
How about this? Just bring up the old. You could just have that. It's on YouTube. 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Dude. Yeah. I never get tired of it. Once you put your puppy thingy over the top of it, see how that sounds.
Let me try it.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
It's like jazz, man.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Definitely an acquired taste.
Yeah. Puppy monkey baby.
Puppy monkey baby. Woo! Okay. It is time right now for.
Man.
Round one. Fight.
Song fights. It's song fight time here. What happens is every day here on Andy in the Afternoon, Christian and I each pick a song by secret ballot. Then you tell us what your gut says wins. You vote by text. And it's time for me to go first because I won yesterday.
You did.
I'm going to go for a little regional rock and roll. If you're from the Midwest, you love this song. You know this song. This is a band called Head East. Never Been Any Reason is the name of this tune.
Not a passing reference to some AC/DC.
And this is on the Dazed to Confuse soundtrack, for one. I keep getting older, they keep staying the same age. Be a whole lot cooler if you did. All right, all right.
She was a bad machine.
Stop it.
Sorry.
All right, so that's my song. Christian, it's your turn to pick your song for the song fight today. Lay a minute of it on me, will you? Wow. A little Billy Joel.
Yeah.
A little bug-eyed rocker on this one.
Uh-huh.
We didn't start the fire.
No, sir. That's the best part is I got the lyric video off of YouTube, so I could sing along.
Nice.
It says, year included, in parentheses, this intro is pretty long.
All right, so that's the song fight for today. Maybe a little bit for the lyrics kick in. So if you think...
Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Danny Maggio, Joe Garthie, Richard Nixon, Lou Baker Television, North Korea,
if Andy's
South
song
Korea,
wins,
Marilyn
text A
Monroe.
To 21003. If it's Christians, you text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results will be announced after 6 p.m.
Sugar Ray, Pat Mujum, Brando, the King and I, and the catcher in the right.
You know what I don't like, Andy? I don't like when they sing along.
But you know what they do
songs.
Like? They like when we announce a payroll application, and we're going to do that next. See if we announce your name for $100 on the sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon.
We didn't start the fire.
It's time to call out a name. That name is Julie Frasso of Garden Grove. Julie Frasso of Garden Grove, 888-696-1003. Got to call that number in the next 10 minutes. 1059.
La Rada!
No, it's 888-696-1003, Julie Frasso of Garden Grove. Call that in the next 10 minutes so we can give you $100. Otherwise, we're going to bump... Karen Hinkle's of Long Beach up to $500. All right. Oof. You've been warned. You've been adequately warned, I believe. Okay, so Kenny Aronoff and John Mellencamp's band is putting on a clinic drumming here. But if you really want to see a clinic in drumming, go to our Facebook page. Christian just did the drum fill on In the Air Tonight and broke Danny's drums. It's a thing of beauty. It's Andy in the Afternoon with Christian. You know, Christian, most of the feedback in the weekend survey of this show, Andy in the Afternoon, most of it, like three quarters of it, like or love. But we'd like to focus on the 3.8% who hate us.
Well, that's people what we can learn from those people, Andy.
Absolutely. People who say, love Andy in the Afternoon, but Christian's too loud and abrasive.
Mm.
I didn't like when he was on Mark in the Morning because he took over the show and talked over everybody. He should let Andy do his thing and be there for support only. I don't want to hear him the whole show. I think he has terrible taste in music also. Seriously, dude, the Police? Sting sucks. But I love them both. Keep rocking.
Well, individually we're great. Together we suck.
That's right. You're a radio station, not the Laugh Factory on Sunset. Worry about the music you play instead of shuffling and changing up the DJs.
It's a very good point, Andy.
It's a pretty good point. I like this one. I liked when Andy was with Uncle Joe. Unfortunately, Mark has corrupted him. Now Andy feels like he has to try and be funny and silly to get our attention as listeners. I liked him better when he was more serious and less of a clown. Too much talk and silliness for me. I'm here for the music. They should settle down and be themselves. Andy knows a lot about music. Exploit that. He is not a comedian.
That's true. You are not a
comedian,
my friend.
That's true. That's a little fun feedback. Now, once again, this program has quickly become the heartbeat of the Southland. Andy in the Afternoon here on 100.3 The Sound. Just a weekend survey. Three quarters of the people, just nice as pie. And like or love it. And honestly, I can read, you know, one thing after another here that people say, oh, I love it. Don't change a thing. Really love it. But that's the boring stuff. I like to read the fun stuff with the vitriol in it. That's a hoot. Coming up in just a couple of moments, I'm going to unveil to you, Christian, something that I prepared for listeners of Mark in the Morning, speaking of, who are showing up at the anniversary party on Friday night.
Friday night.
You're going to be there.
I am.
In the early hours for there's an autograph session and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be there, so I'm sending a proxy.
Okay.
I'm going to unveil that in just moments for you. Also, I think it's high time you break down some music in this next half hour.
Thinking
of keep.
It.
Because that's what I like best, what Christian does.
I wish he would just stick to what he's good at, which is just breaking down the music and not talking so much.
It's on the way on Andy in the afternoon. All right, Christian. Before I start playing some Eric Clapton here, I thought I'd unveil this little thing that I spent my own money on this.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
This is for everyone who shows up for the autograph session, because I know it won't be complete unless they get mine. But I won't be there on Friday night at the Mark in the Morning one-year anniversary party at the Saban Theater. So I created this. Can you hear this? That is a stamp of my life-size autograph, the size almost exactly, an almost exact replica of what's on your back.
It is.
On your lower back.
Yep.
So you are entrusted with this. Take this down there and stamp. As a matter of fact, when I do appearances from here on out, I think I'm only going to use this.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's really, really, it's finely crafted. So look forward to getting that when you go down to the Saban Theater on Friday night. And by the way, stay tuned, because I think that we might... Little Birdie told me that this program might have some of the very last tickets, if not the last tickets, to that Mark in the Morning one-year anniversary program. So keep tuned. It's Eric Clapton, After Midnight, Let It All Hang Out. Andy in the Afternoon. It's Christian on the sound. Do what you do best.
You know what I think he should be doing is he should be breaking things down and shutting up.
So one of the things that I do here at the sound is I do break down some music into manageable chunks so people can realize how amazing stuff is, because sometimes you just enjoy the soup, not the ingredients.
Artfully put.
Thanks very much, man. So Steve Stevens,
guitar player. Yeah, for Billy Idol.
Check it.
Oh, listen to that.
Maracone going on in there.
It's clean.
Now we're just going to chunk.
Sister, what have you done?
That's good.
Yeah. It's a solid chunk.
That's what she said.
At the wedding, you think she said that?
Yeah. At the white wedding.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Unleash the hounds. Slideys in there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah, no, it's well done.
I like this little wiki here thing here at the beginning, too.
You hear it in context, you're gonna have a much better understanding of just how dope Steve Stevens was.
Well done, Mr. Steve Stevens, and well done, Mr. Chris Christian.
Thank you. I was gonna change my name to that. Andy.
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
It kind of already sounds.
It's not
sing-songy.
It's Andy, not rock starry. Yeah. Andy.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
But it is Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian. This is 100.3 The Sound.
On guitar. Drink it in. Andy. Yeah. No, yeah. It's not good.
What's their name?
Trivia question. Who's saying that? Who's singing that?
David Bowie.
He's pretty famous. No, the guy's doing the fame.
I don't know.
It's a fellow named John Lennon.
Is it really?
Certainly is.
Good Lord. I'm going to treat myself to an M&M.
Yeah.
Hashtag
almond M&M. It's the way everything's
That's
going
what you
these
get
days.
For buying a sharing size, pal.
By the way, Christian just shared on our Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page, there is a pretty good tribute to David Bowie. Rest in peace, David. The one that Lady Gaga did was, it was just Well, it wasn't very good.
The word travesty comes to mind.
Or claptrap. Yeah. Or Drek.
This is from the Brit Awards in the UK.
Yep.
And it's Lorde with David Bowie's backup band.
She's the We Could Be Royals. That chick, she really sings the heck out of this. So go and check that out. It's on our Facebook page if you want to. And I know you want to do this. You want to keep listening because in just a few moments, not only do we start up 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, but in addition to that, we're going to be calling out a name for the payroll. And maybe it'll be yours, unless you haven't texted payroll yet to 21003. Yes, silly. You got to do that. Payroll to 21003. Text if you aren't driving, and standard text rates apply. We'll find out in moments if we give another $100. Because, oh, we didn't have a winner. I didn't say that before.
No.
Yeah, Julie didn't call back. So it's $500 now for Karen Hankels, Long Beach. We'll see if it's six in moments. It's up next on 100.3 The Sound. That's right. It's time to put someone on the payroll. Chloe Livendale of Simi Valley. Chloe Livendale. That's just a lovely name. Chloe Livendale of Simi Valley. 888-696-1003. In the next 10 minutes, the clock is starting. It started. It's 888-696-1003. That's the phone number. Chloe Livendale of Simi Valley. Call back in the next 10 minutes, or we're going to give another $100 to Karen Hankels and make it $600 for the day for Karen. What do you think about them apples? It's a Sounds Workday Whistle, and it's supported by SoCal Chevy. The Chevy Drive event is back. Get limited time offers now during Chevy Truck Month. Discover more at SoCalChevy.com. Starts it out today on the Sound. I will see you one song tangentially related to the Mississippi River and play you another one.
Say hey,
wow.
Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud.
Yeah, the Blackwater from the Doobie Brothers. It's part of 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock with a theme. It kind of ends there.
Well, it's the isn't there some Mississippi reference here, is it? Oh, Blackwater, keep on.
That's what I'm talking about. Crazy Train. I'll tell you something, Crazy Train.
What, Andy?
Well, it's that Karen Hankels of Long Beach now has $600 because
$100.
We didn't get a call back from Chloe, so 600 bills for Karen Hankels. That almost rhymed. We'll start back over in the morning at 8 a.m. with Mark in the morning and see if that goes to 700. But good on you, Karen Hankels, Long Beach. You got $600. That's sweet. And we've got 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. That's nothing to sneeze at. Led Zeppelin here and, hey, hey, what can I do? Andy in the afternoon on the Sound. It is 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. The song fight today, every day in the afternoon, we each pick a song about 10 minutes till 4 by secret ballot, and then you tell us what your gut says is the best song. Here's the one that I chose.
I remember it from the movie now. This is awesome.
Head east, never been any reason. Here is Christian's choice.
Ooh, Andy, that's good.
Pretty good matchup today. Okay, so you want my song to win, text A to 21003. If it's Christian's, C to 21003. We'll have the results here after the top of the hour at 6 o'clock on Andy in the Afternoon. Thanks for all that mic noise, Christian.
I'm going to go by the name Mike Noise from now on.
If I hadn't given you a heads up and said,
Freebird!
Wouldn't have had to have that happen.
Play Freebird, Andy!
It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, and 94 minutes of that is going to be this song
Freebird!
Right here. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Freebird!
100.3 The Sound.
Woo! Play Freebird!
Freebird!
And stay tuned, there's a lot of doodly-doodly at the end of this one.
Are you guys going to play Freebird or what?
This is it. It's on the air
play
right now.
Play Freebird, dude! No,
yeah, we're doing it.
Are you guys going to play Freebird or what?
Andy, do you think this is the doodly-doodliest song we've ever played?
I think so.
I mean, it's got to be, right?
It's a dang-dang-dang-dang-doodly, neighbor.
Dang-dang-doodly-doodly, my friend. I think we should start taking note, and let's see if somebody can dethrone this.
We should have a Doodly Hall of Fame.
And a doodly-ometer. This is an 11 on the doodly-ometer. All right?
It's pretty close.
It's pretty close.
You ask me. This one doesn't have any doodle, but it sure is good. It's a Pretenders. 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon with 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Now you put doodle on it. All right. I can admit, I know when I've been beat. That's not a fight bell. That's a triangle. It's like dinner's ready.
It's either that or, like, wait.
When I'm fighting. Anyway, song fight today. Around 10 till 4 every day, we each pick a song by secret ballot, and then you tell us by text which one wins. 41% for my song, Never Been Any Reason by Head East.
That's way more than I thought it was going to get.
59, it's because you have no taste. 59% go with Christian. Congratulations, my friend. You and Billy Joel win tonight on The Sound.
Woo!
Congratulations, Christian. Winning the song fight today. And you're going to make it up to me in just a couple of minutes. I'm telling you, wherever you are right now, stay in your car through the Led Zeppelin. What's coming up may be the best music breakdown I've ever heard.
You're not lying, my friend.
It's good. It's good stuff. You've been warned. Led Zeppelin. 100 minutes of commercial-free. 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock and 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon and all that stuff. But I promised you that this was going to be pretty special. Let's see. See if this lives up to the billing, Christian.
Well, you know, Andy, I know that you're a fan of this dude, and I am too.
Huge fan.
Huge fan.
My guitar hero.
Is he? He's your guy?
He's my guy.
He should be on everyone's top 10 list, if not top 5 list of greatest guitar players ever. Here, I like to refer to him as the Knopfles.
If you want to see someone who is the master of their instrument, yep. It's like watching Yo-Yo Ma with a violin. It's unbelievable.
It's like watching me do afternoon radio.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you know? It's kind of like that.
I mean, it's similar.
Here it is, and it's Home Habitat. Andy in the Afternoon. Nicely done, Christian.
Thank you. Listen for the solo at the end. That's what you just heard.
100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. I'm going to play a Who song here right now. Christian, just a couple of little news items. Give me a news sounder. All right, that's enough. First of all, Bruce Springsteen last night in concert shouts out, Pittsburgh! Only problem is he's in Cleveland.
Beautiful.
And, well, says, and Cleveland, too. Also, The Who, elsewhere in the Rust Belt, they start makeup dates this Saturday in Detroit. They had to scrap fall tour after Roger Daltrey comes down with viral meningitis. So the tour runs through May 29th in Las Vegas. So go see him. Just maybe don't get too close. Who Are You? Title cut from their album from 78. It's Andy in the Afternoon. The Sound. Well said.
Language failed me.
That's just what we needed. 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. It's 100.3 The Sound. You've been listening to the heartbeat of the Southland, a show we call Andy in the Afternoon. That was nice. I just saw you do that. I really appreciate it. You turned off your microphone to move it so there wouldn't be all that kind of noise on it. That was very considerate, very professional.
I won't do it again now.
Nicely done.
Now you've pointed it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in the morning. They're, you know, they're giving away a pair of front row seats to Friday night's Mark in the Morning first anniversary show. They're doing it for someone who has a Mark's Back sticker on their car. If you have one, you need to take a selfie of you with the sticker on your car and then upload it to markinthemorning.com. For more info, you text the word, keyword front, F-R-O-N-T, front, to 21003. Get it? Front, back. Standard texting and data rates apply. Do not text and drive. We'll be having a drawing from all of the entries. Now, Christian...
Andy.
So here's what's been happening. We were reading a book. I was reading a book, and the reason is I'm not around anymore. My schedule changed, so I'm not around to read bedtime story to my son, Silas, my five-year-old son. So I've been doing it on the air, using this $100 million federally licensed broadcast facility to do that. And people have been indulging me very nicely. Well, Silas, I made a change the other day to a lullaby.
You did.
And he refuses to listen.
May I add, a lullaby you wrote specifically for him.
Specifically for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's shoved it, he's crammed it in your cram hole over this thing.
So what we've decided is I'm going to continue playing it until he acquiesces.
Lifts the boycott.
And actually listens to the song. So that's coming up next, as well as Great Classic Rock and Rita Wild. Don't adjust your set. It's Andy in the Afternoon. All right, thanks for joining us today here on the program, Andy in the Afternoon. It's the heartbeat of the Southland. So Silas, my son, refuses to listen to, once we switch from books to the lullaby, he refuses on principle. I don't know. He's stubborn. So I hope you're listening, Silas, and I hope you're snuggled up with Viv and Mom. This is a little lullaby I wrote for you. Monsters may be hiding in your closet. You all know the words by now, right?
No.
A witch may pass the window on a broom. Cats can steal your breath when you are sleeping. And demons lurk in corners of your room.
Ooh.
Millipedes can burrow in your pillow.
I don't know what that sounds like.
Lice will dance around about your hair. But now's the time to forget all your worries.
Huh?
Go to dreamland and I'm going to meet you there. Good night, Silas. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
All right, so everybody, now get out your shakers or whatever you got and sing along, all right? Sissy and Bobby will dance for you. Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow, part, I know you'll always remain in my heart, not my fart. Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. Sing, Rita. And now Auf Wiedersehen. Good night. Nice. Good night. Here comes Rita Wild. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 100.3 The Sound. Maybe we'll just play along the rest of the night.